Final hour, Robbie and Rex Road, 102.5, 106.3 The Game. Robbie Stanley, Joe Rex Road, Nick Keiser here with you on this Monday morning. And as we do every Monday morning at 8 o'clock, we go to our 102.5 The Game phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. And welcome in our friend Corey Curtis from News 2. Corey, good morning. How are you?
I am delightful, fellas. I'm in lovely Charleston, South Carolina, where the sun is rising over the Spanish moss and the palm trees.
Wow.
Great place.
What a beautiful picture you've just painted for us. I feel like I'm there with you now.
Well, just ruined my trip, but all right.
That sounds awful. Talk Jordan Love.
Talk about him all day if you want to.
Corey, it's funny because I texted with Kevin Byard yesterday because we know I'm a Bears fan. And the last thing I wrote to him is, for the love of God, beat Green Bay.
Did he respond with, I guarantee we
will? No, I did not get a response to that one.
Ah, it's too bad.
Oh, boy. I guess we'll see. We'll see what happens. So, Corey, before we get to NFL free agency, which is hot and heavy, moves coming in left and right, the Preds, 12-game point streak. What did you make of what they did at the deadline and where they sit with less than 20 games remaining into the playoffs?
Impressive the way that Barry Trotz was able to pivot in a very short period of time, right? I mean, because they definitely had a plan to start kind of looking towards the future. And all of a sudden he was like, you guys want to play? You guys want to play into the summer? Well, I'll see if I can help you a little bit. Now, the interesting thing is when you've got a culture and a lot of your success is built on kind of a culture and a style of play and, you know, how do those guys fit into that? You know, talent doesn't always fit into that. And I would say, you know, while this team has talent, I think, you know, largely a culture and a style of play is what's led to this. You know, guys buying into every single bit of it. And so I'm interested to see. But, you know, sending the team a message still that, you know, we're behind you guys. Now go do it. It's been interesting. And it's been interesting to see them continue to win and not let up. I mean, I didn't get to see yesterday's game. I heard about it. Sounds like it was playoff atmosphere and quite a game.
Yeah, it was. Absolutely, great game. They are right in all of that.
Did Hines pull the goalie in OT?
He did. It was
quite something.
Man.
Worked out though.
Ones.
Worked out.
Yeah. No. You know what? Good for him.
Coach of the week.
Yeah.
Coach of the month.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah.
That was a big time move. They needed to do it. They got it done. So, what kind of message can the Titans send this week to their fans, Corey?
Oh, you know, Joe, you and Robbie have been here a long time, so we've always heard, well, the Titans don't spend money, which is ridiculous. So I hate to say that they're not afraid to spend money because I don't think they've ever shown. I mean, obviously when Bud was here at the end, he was just kind of out of it and the operation wasn't as smooth as it needed to be. But, I mean, they've spent money. I mean, so I don't think they can show them they're going to spend money. I think we can see more of the direction that they're going, you know, with Brian Callahan and Rand Carthon and what they want to build, you know, as a team. And I think they'll show us what direction they're likely headed in the draft. But we all think it's tackle receiver in the first two rounds anyway. But, you know, do they go after another receiver? I think that'll be interesting to see. You know, because as much as, you know, DeAndre Hopkins was great last year, he's only got 1 year left on his deal. And, you know, at his age, I would be surprised if they re-upped him after that. So you've got to be thinking towards 2025 already at some point anyway. You know, even with Treylon Burks, you could have Burks, whoever you draft this year, and the guy that you pick up in free agency this year. So, you know, I'm interested to see where they go there. And, gosh, I'd like to see DeNico Autry back, but I know there's other players out there.
What did you make of the Russell Wilson to Pittsburgh move that was announced late last night? He is joining the Steelers, and now that quarterback tandem of Kenny Pickett and Russell Wilson in the Steel City.
I don't get it. I don't get it. I mean, I love Mike Tomlin. I do. And I'd love to know whose decision that this was because, you know, he's an abrasive guy in the locker room by all accounts. His best football is clearly behind him. And, you know, you've been playing this quarterback carousel since Ben retired. And now you're just going to bring in a guy who's on the vapor trail of his career. And it doesn't make any sense. Look, I know that Justin Fields' trade value isn't what a lot of people thought it was going to be, and I understand why. He hasn't convinced people. But I don't think that they were going to have to break the bank to get him. And there's way more upside to that. And, you know, you get him for 1 year and see if he can do it. I mean, he's on the end of his rookie deal. Instead, you're going to pay Russell Wilson, and I know it's a team-friendly deal, but you're still going to be paying him, and you're still risking your locker room, and you're still banking on him being better than he's been in the last 2 years. And outside of Joe Flacco, that doesn't happen.
No, I'm with you. It's puzzling to me. I don't really like it. Well, since we're on quarterbacks, Corey.
I hate it.
Well, let me ask you how you feel about this.
Okay.
The Bears keeping Justin Fields. What do you feel about that? I know that's not going to happen, right? There's no way that's going to happen.
You know what? If he doesn't have trade value, then you keep him.
Keep him and draft Caleb Williams. Like, they're drafting Caleb Williams.
Yeah, you're drafting Caleb Williams. Heck yeah, this whole like Caleb Williams thing and people trying to tear down Caleb Williams and people trying to make this decision. I break it down simply as this: what is the trade value for the first pick? Like 3 first round picks?
Probably at least, yeah.
Okay, what's the trade value for Justin Fields?
That's a great question. I don't know.
Okay,
is it a third?
So we're talking like a third or a fourth. All right, so which quarterback do you want to go with? The one who's worth a third or a fourth round pick, or the one who's worth 3 first rounders?
I'll go with the one that's worth 3 first rounders.
Yeah, me too. I mean, this isn't a question. And so all these arguments I keep seeing and seeing the talking heads have and reading on all the websites about, oh, they've got a decision to make. They don't have a decision to make. The only decision they make is what do they take for Justin Fields? That's the only decision that they have to make. And, yes, if they don't get any trade value for him, keep him for a year because I think Caleb Williams will be ready the moment he walks in the door. Maybe they decide he's not. Maybe he gets hurt. Good Lord, have we ever seen a quarterback get hurt in the NFL?
Oh, yeah. No question about it. That'd be interesting. Fields, Williams together. It's like a Scarlett and Saras together.
Yeah, I kind of like it.
And maybe Fields is with you and somebody has an injury, and all of a sudden Fields is worth a lot in trade value because the team needs him during the season.
Corey, I saw this over the weekend. Tom Pelissero put it out there that Nick Folk will be testing the market as a free agent. And I wonder, is that a Nick Folk decision? Is that a Tennessee Titans have told Nick Folk to test the market decision? Because I thought he's pretty darn good for the Titans last year, and that's a position that they've been continually trying to find answers for. And it seemed like they finally did. So what am I missing on the Nick Folk front here from the Titans?
Well, I think what you're missing is this, that it appears for the first time in about 6 years, the Titans have a plan at kicker. Okay? It would appear to me that they're going to turn the page on a guy who did really well, but is 40 years old, to get a kicker that they think can do the job for the next 5 to 10 years. That's what it looks like to me. All right, that they actually have a plan. They aren't going to see what comes up at the top of the bowl after they stir the pot, all right, because that's what they've been doing for years. And last year was the first time it worked. It worked. But he's 40 years old, and I hope I'm right. I hope they have a plan, that they have a couple of names circled. They say, this is our kicker now, and he's our kicker until 2030 at least.
Who? I mean, what would that be, though?
Maybe they've identified somebody in the draft.
I don't know. I mean, like last year, there were, 3 teams we knew that were going to be cutting their kickers loose, and we thought they would be options for the Titans, and Nick Folk was one of them, and that's exactly what happened. So hopefully there's a younger guy that they have circled. Maybe there's someone in college that they say, we are gonna go all in on this guy because we need a kicker for the next 10 years.
Interesting stuff. Corey? Enjoy the marsh of Charleston, South Carolina. We're there with you in spirit, and we'll talk to you next week.
The Boathouse. Boathouse seafood, man. Go to the Boathouse.
You know, this time of the year is very strange for me because this week is perhaps my favorite sporting week of the year. NFL free agency and the SEC tournament in Nashville. But every year, Williamson County Schools has spring break on this week.
I feel so bad for you as you toddle off to the beach.
This is the one week I would rather be working.
I think you're going to be okay.
Look, I'm shedding a tear.
The tears are being shed as we speak.
Poor guy.
That's all right. We're heading to Folly today. So.
There you go. We'll talk to you next week, Corey. Have a good time.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Corey Curtis from News 2, our guest, live from Charleston, South Carolina. Great place.
Good place. Yeah.
It's like being transported back in time going there a little bit. The cobblestone roads. I enjoy it.
It's a clean New Orleans.
There you go. That's a good way to describe it.
With a beach.
Yeah, it does have a beach.
It's pretty
somewhere
good.
Near there.
With multiple beaches.
615-737-1025. Our phone number. We'll react to what Corey had to say. More thoughts on NFL free agency coming up next. You're listening to Robbie and Rex Road, 1025-1063 The Game.